Chizkiyah. Lamai Hilchasa is Kishdam Lamayim. According to Chizkiyah, that Dam would anyway not be Asher Bahano because it doesn't show Lei Ochel, it only lets Shochal. So why do you need a Hekish to tell me that Dam is Mutter Bahano? There's no place to learn that it's Asher. Look at Rabchia Baraba, Dom Rabchia Baraba, Om Rab Yochanan. Menayin Ladam Kotsin, Shein Omachshir. Shenemar lo sochlenu alor shu shenu kamayim dam shenishbach kamayim machshir shenu nishbach kamayim eno machshir. It comes to not tell me the heter hanah that you don't need a hekish. Lecher Rabchia Baraba Dom Rabchia Baraba Om Rabbi Yochanan Menayin ladam kodshim shenu machshir Shenemar lo sochlenu alorot tishbachenu kamayim dam shenishbach kamayim machshir shenu nishbach kamayim eno machshir. Hizkiyah needs that hekish for a separate halacha. That dam is compared to mayim, not that it's mutter b'ano. You don't need to know it's mutter b'ano. Automatically it's mutter. But you have to know it's like mayim, that only dam that's poured like water is machsher, is called a mashke. It's machsher, but water and dam that has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach, that's not machsher. That's what we learn from that hekish. And Rav Avoh holds, you learn both things. It's mutter b'hanah, and it's not machshir. Rashi, l'chizkiyah v'omer le'el, isur hanah d'chomich milo yeyochel, halo socha v'lo socha lo mashmalei hanah, l'may hilchasa iskish dam l'may, l'mishraya b'hanah. Why do you need a hekish to mayim to be mater dam b'hanah? There's no place to learn this osur b'hanah. Mehechi teisil on the nitzri. Menadela loos vine lechiskia, lamai itzrich kolam ishraya, the ikra behuda sover le dvarim kechsovim udasa, the ikra meir sover lo, itzrich lehagdim nesina de ger, lamechira de nochri. The Lord didn't ask on chiskia, why do you need a special heter to be, what's it called, to be nehenna from the vela? Doesn't say lo yeyochel there, because that we already learn. Either he holds ikra behuda, that it's not a heter hanah, but it's to tell you that you can't sell it to a ger or give it to a nochri, or even according to a mayor, that you have to be mocked in giving it to a ger before you sell it to a nochri. Okay. The Hari Eber Minachai. Now we'll go to a new case. Eber Minachai. The Chsiv lo sochal ha-nefeshim ha-boser. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat the nefeshim ha-boser. In other words, while the nefesh is still in the Bosser, that's the Isra of Eber Minachai, right? The Tanya of Nosson Omer, Menayin Shlo Yoshid Adam Kosyayin Lenozer, the Eber Minachai Levnei Noach, Tamad Lomar Vlifnei Iver Lositein Mikshal, Holy Klovim Shori. The Chora, according to Rav Avoh, says Lo Sochal, should be Asher Ba'anah. So why do we see clearly that you're not allowed to give a Kosyayin to a Nozer, or Eber Minachai to a Ben Noach, Eber Minachai is also to a Ben Noach, because of the Neivel Osite Mikshal. But as Hanah is Mutter. It's only because you're being marshal these people and doing something that's awesome. The Nazar obviously forgot or doesn't care about drinking the wine, so you're going to help him drink the wine. And the Gemara explains only talking in a case where without you, the Nazar couldn't have drunk this wine. Then you're over Lifnei Iver. You enable him to do the issue. The same thing with the Goy. But mashma, that if you give it to a Kelev, that's okay. Even though you're being nehenna from it. So you see that Eber Minachai is Mutter B'hanah. So where it says, Shani Eber Minachai, Diskish L'dam. Eber Minachai is different, because there's a hekish between Eber Minachai and Dam. Dechsiv, Rach, Chazak, Levilti, Achol, Hadam, Ki Adam, Hu HaNefesh. And therefore, now once we know that Dam is Mutter B'hanah, because it's Hukash L'mayim, so Eber Minachai is also Mutter B'hanah. But then Achinami, if it wouldn't be for that Hekesh, be also B'hanah from Lo Socha.
What's the Hekesh?
What?
What's the Hekesh?
Rach Avil Zark, Avilti Achol Adam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Here's the Jerry for you. Rashi, Lo Socha HaNefesh Yom HaBosser, Bo'ot HaNefesh Ba. While the Nefesh is still there, right, you can't cut off the Aver and eat it. B'nei Noach Neser Lehen Eber Menachai, Dechsiv Ach Boser B'Nafsho, Dom Olo Shochelu. Right? So, B'nei Noach is also Osir Tid Eber Menachai. Lefnei Iver, Am Olo Mitzer Elam Yishum Lefnei Iver, Bosite Mirsho. אבל בהנח ויסיק גם לכלב שר. ובלתי אכול אדם, שייתי לקרוא לו שוכל הנפש. Right? שמה עבר מן החי עושר באישר העמר בו, אף עוד מגיע. Okay. Go on. So לחיזקיה, so that's very good according to Ravo. Had it not made the hekish, I would say that עבר מן החי is עושר בהנו. Because it says לו שוכל. And לו שוכל includes הנו. Therefore you need the hekish. ולחיזקיה, למה הלכס הישקיש עבר מן החי לדם, according to Chizki, why need the hekish? Only where it says lo yeyachil is there isur hano. Here it doesn't say lo yeyachil. It says, what's it called? Lo socha. Omer lecho damu de iskish lever benachat. No, it's just the opposite. The hekish works the other way. That you learn dam from Eber Menachai. My Eber Menachai usher, av dam Menachai usher. You learn that just like Eber Menachai is usher, Dam Minachai is also Asr. The Eze Zedam HaKozer Shanefesh Yotzebo. That Dam Minachai is Dam HaKozer, that you let blood from the animal, and it's the blood that the original blood that the animal would die from if you let that blood, enough of it, go out. We'll see Rashi. Ma Eber Minachai Asr, Be Isser Homer Bo. Just like Eber Minachai is Asr with its Isser, as dam min achai osur b'isur omer bo, so to dam from a living animal is also osur with the isur that's mentioned by it, which is the isur of dam. Kolomer koris mishum dam gomer. That's a special chiddush that dam that you take from a living animal is also mishum dam. Mao deseva, what would I think? Rachazak levilti achol dam avizavatim in korcha mitzom chatzi. Right before it says the original Isra of Dam, it speaks about Shechting. So I might think the Dam is Vichu, the Osir. The only Dam that's Osir with Kores is Dam that comes from Shechita. When you kill an animal and the blood comes out, that's the Dam that's Osir. Aval Dam HaKozer Mutter. But Dam that comes out of an animal while it's alive, right, Dam that you let for bloodletting, I might think that's Mutter. Therefore you need a Hekish between Eber Menachai and Dam, to tell me just like Eber Menachai is Osir, Dam Menachai is also Osir. The Ezezu Kolomra Ezer Dam Menachai Osir Mishum Dam. Stam, an animal has a wound, and you eat that blood, you're not Chayv Koris. That Dam is not Osir Bisher Koris. So what Dam is Osir that comes out when an animal's alive that you're Chayv Koris? What Dam is included in this Dam HaNefesh? What Dam HaNefesh Ksiv? Adam ha'kozer shel behema shanefesh yotzibo. So what your usher is the dam that could cause the death of an animal if you let that blood just flow. Yesh dalet minei damim behekes. There are four kinds of damim that come out when you let blood. Ken amrim b'krisis b'tchila shel seis. In the beginning it spurts out. Will have a soap mekaleach. After that it drips down. The Akkach Mashir, the Sopo Shosis. After that it gets black. The blood comes out really deep, deep black color of blue, deep blue. And after that it drips. Yesh Mem Shein HaNishama Yotzibo. There are some of those process that's not the dam, that if you would let it, just flow freely, that the animal would die from it. Yesh Mem Shein HaNishama Yotzibo. And there are some of that process that the animal would die from if you just let the blood flow freely. As long as the dam is mikaleach, that is the dam that if you would leave it continue and not stop the flow, the animal would die from that. And that's the blood that you chayev koris on. But not the other bloods. The other bloods are asur, but you're not chayev koris. Okay. An interesting question over here. The Chorah, there's Eber Menachai that's Osir to a Goy, but not Osir to a Jew. Right? Eber Menachai from a non-kosher animal, we learned before, or Gina Noshe, that's Osir, what's it called, is not Osir to a, it's only Osir to a Goy, it's not Osir to a Jew. A Mefarcheses, right? Or a Behemoth Tmeah. is only asher mishum behemat meya, non kosher, but it's not asher mishum eber menachai. Zain yisr chal alisr. So why isn't the Gemara safe talking about that? That which you're allowed to give, eber menachai to a goy, that you're allowed to give eber menachai, right, just al tzlith me'iver not, but it's mutter ba'anoa, is eber menachai, that's mutter to a Jew. Not one that's asher to a Jew. So the crazy place is a nice shot. Why did the Gemara say lifnei iver by a yayin to a nazir and Abram and Achai to a goy? There's two chedushim. One is that even though it's not osur to me, I'm allowed to drink wine, I can't be machshel a nazir since osur for him. The second chedush is, even though it's a goy, and there's an issur of lifnei iver to a goy too. But if it's talking about Abram and Achai that's mutter to a Jew and osur to a goy, then you don't need the case of Yayin to a Nazir. You can learn both Chedushim from Eber Menachai. This is something mutter to me, but also to the God. It's also a God. Learn both Chedushim with Eber applies to both of them. The fact that the Gemara had to say two examples, Yayin to a Nazir, is that the case of Eber Menachai is what's also to both of them, to the Jew and to the God. Okay. Lahari Shura Nisko. Rachmana Omar lo yeochel es besoro. Here it says lo yeochel, right by Shor Anisko, Shor that gored and killed the person. So you have to, stone it to death. So the Torah says lo yeochel es besoro. Now according to Chizkia and Rebavo, this should be also bano. The Tanya, mimash mashenemar sokol yisokol ashor, eni odeshi nevela, nevela asura bachila. The fact that it says you have to stone it, why does that to say you shouldn't eat it? Of course you can't eat it. It's nevela. Umat hamad lomer ye lo ye yochel magid lecha akosel shimshach dolach or shenigmer dino osir. The reason it says lo ye yochel is not to tell me it's osir bachila, but to tell me if you stone it. But that's obvious. But even if you didn't stone it, but instead you shechted it, still osir bachila. Ein li ela bachila. From that lo yeochel, I would only know it's osur b'achila whether you stoned it or whether you shechted it. B'hanoah minayin, how do you know you can't have any hanoah from shor anisko? Talmud lomar u'bal hashor noki. Says the bal hashor is noki. My mashma Shimon ben Zoma omer ka'adam shomer l'chadero yotza plani noki min achosik. He's cleaned out. He doesn't get any hanoah. He from this shor anisko, he's cleaned out totally. And you need, can't get any enjoyment. The ain lil bohem hana shoklum. Time of the kosovu bala sharnoki. The imilo ye ochel isra chila mashma, isra hana lo mashma. The chorus mashma, that if it just said lo ye ochel, I would only know you're not allowed to eat it, even if you shechted it. But in isra hana, I wouldn't know. You have to have a special posik that says bala sharnoki. The chora, both according to Ravo, and according to Chizkiah, the word lo yeochel implies hano. So why in this separate limud for hano? Rashi, shim shachto, b'hachi omer cross, sokol yisokol ashor. The ilo soklo, pasuk says you should stone the animal. Then you don't need a special pasuk to tell me you can't eat it. It's nevel. You stoned it to death. The ilo sabad, if you didn't stone it, afopikein lo yeochel is besor. Even if you didn't stone it, you shafted it, you're still not allowed to eat the meat. Isra hanolo mashma, b'kashya afilu l'chizkiya, b'kosh kem l'rabavo. Mashma, that without a special pasuk, bal hashor noki, from bo ye ochel, we would not learn isra hanolo. B'kashya l'chizkiya and rabavo. Where it says no, l'olam lo ye ochel isra chila isra hanolo mashma. U'bal hashor noki l'hanos oravil, u'da asa. Really, if it only said lo yeochel, I would say that if you shechted it, not only can't you eat it, you can't have any hanor. And surely if you didn't shecht it, you can't eat it, you can't have any hanor. But the Baal HaShor Noki comes to tell me, even from a part of the animal, you can't eat. So the lo yeochel is not going on that. The hide, also you can't have any hanor. The itzrich, and you need this pasuk to tell me that you can't have hanoa from the hide. Sotik adai chamina, lo ye ochel is besoro, in or alo. And my thing, that since it says don't eat the flesh, it's only the flesh that's asur b'achila b'ano. But something you can't eat, not flesh, is not asur b'chlal. Should not b'ano. Kamash malan, what's it called? That the flesh, the hide is also asur b'ano. Now the Gemara says, Lahanach tanoi, the maskile lahai krol adrosh achrina. That portion of Baal Hashor Noki is not, and not everybody learns that it comes to tell me in Isra Hanoah, and the male I can learn from that the Isra Hanoah of the hide. Okay, because I don't need it for the Isra Hanoah of the flesh. But according to the Tanoim that learn this drasha, this pasuk, Baal Hashor Noki, to another halacha, for Chatsi Kofer, Uludmlev Law, those meaning the following. By a muad, the halacha is a shore that gored three times, so that when it's a muad, if it gores a human being, you have to pay kofar. You have to pay, what's it called, the value either of the person who was killed or the value of the person whose animal did the killing, that's a machlokus, or how the kofar is figured out. So you have to pay kofar. So for a tam, I might think you have to pay chatsi kofar. Right? For a muad, you pay full kofar. Which is like nezik. You pay nezik shalim for a muad, chatsi nezik for a tam. So you pay kofar gomur for a muad and chatsi kofar. Comes along the Torah and says, no, Baal Hashor Noki, he doesn't have to pay any kofar if it's only a tam. So that's what they use this pasuk, Baal Hashor Noki, to tell me you don't pay chatsi kofar. Or to make lados, that your partner, if you kill a person, your animal kills a person, the person kills a person, right, and the woman is pregnant, he has to pay the husband for the value of the embryos. But if a shor kills a person, and also a pregnant woman, they don't have to pay for the embryos. So you learn that from a Baal Hashor Noki, right? According to one shita, you learn the chatsi kofar that you're potter from. According to the other shita, you learn you're potter from Tamei Vlados. But you don't have that pasuk to tell me that that the skin is asur b'ano. Where do they know that the hide is asur b'ano? Not glumi es b'sara. It says lo yochel es b'sara. It could have said lo yochel b'sara. If it only meant the flesh, it would have said lo yochel b'sara, and I would know it's asur to eat, even if you shechted it, and it's asur b'ano. Why does it say es b'sara? Es hatofel l'b'sara. That which is secondary to the basar, which is the hide. So from the word es, we learn not only can't you eat or have hanah from the basar, you can't have hanah from the hide either. The idach es lo darish, and the other one doesn't darish in the word es to mean something tafel le besaro. The es is insignificant. Rashi ulhanach tanoi de babavakama perik shoshanaga the matki le lahai noki udrashachrina. They learn the pasuk Baal Hashor Noki for other drashas, not to tell me it's asur b'ano. Lashmein and the tam poter mechatzi kofar. The kamer noki mechatzi kofar and heinazish. The tam kills someone, it's poter from paying chatzi kofar. The ilu muad mishalim kofar shalit. The hashem afilu chatzi kofar lo mishalim. The tam afilu chatzi kofar lo mishalim. Even though a muad pays full kofar, right, the tam doesn't even pay half kofar. The ikad the mapik leilut made lados. If you're sure kill the pregnant woman, you don't pay for the children, the embryos, as much as if you had killed the pregnant woman yourself. The edach the naftali hanos or minaki, according to the one who learns that you're not allowed to have hanos from the high, from the balash or naki, what does he need the es, the sorrow for? Es lo darish le rabuya. He doesn't darish in es to be marba anything. The sober law, okay, now we'll go on. Kinetanya, because there is an opinion that doesn't darish an S. Shimon ho amsuni, v'amri lo nechemyo amsuni, ho yedorish kol esen shebetorah. He used to darish in all the time it said S to include something secondary. Reishis borokim es ha-shamayim, the es ha-aretz, right? There he darishin the shamayim and all these things that are in shamayim. Aretz and all the things in the aretz. And everything like that. All the time there was an S, Chabed S Avicha V'Yasimecha, the rabbis, what's it called, Eshes Avicha, or Bali Mecha, right, to be Marbe, or Marbe your older brother. There's always marbis something secondary to the thing that the pasuk's talking about. So you darshan all the esrim in the Torah, given shigiel es Hashem alokecha tira pirush. When he came to the pasuk es Hashem alokecha tira, he realized there's nothing that you can be marbe that's secondary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should have fear from. So they ask, the Chorav, before the Pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, there's the Pasuk, you have to Es Hashem Elokecha. Why wasn't he Porish then? There's nothing secondary to Hashem you can love. So the Marsha says that loving a Talmud Chacham, that even Rabbi Shimon HaSuni understood to be the Pshat in the Pasuk. You have to es Hashem Elokecha. That could be the Rabbis Talmid HaChamim. But Yiras Hashem, he couldn't imagine that you have Yira from anything besides the Rabban Shalom. So he said that the es obviously can't mean something secondary. Therefore, every other time that I darshan that it wasn't true. So he therefore let go. He retracted all his other drashes. Amar lo Talmidah. Rebbe, koleshem shidarash tamatei alayhem. What's going to happen to all the other esim that you darshan? Omer lohem, kishem shikibalti schar aladrisha. Just like I got schar for darshaning them, kach ani makabo schar aladrisha. I'll get the same schar for admitting that it was a wrong drasha. Ad shebo Rebbe Akiva, until Rebbe Akiva came along, the darash, and he said, no, you can darshan the es over here, and therefore all the esim that were darshan are valid. That there is something you can fear secondary to Hashem is Talmid HaChachamim. Because you're fearing the Torah that they possess, it's mamash like Yiras Shamayim. And Shimon HaSuni held not like that. So Shimon HaSuni retracted all his drushes. He doesn't darshan the word es. So this Mandi Omer, Rashi says, Kishimon HaSuni, Shepirish kol esen shebetorah l'rabos, kiven shigia l'es Hashem alokechatira, Omer ma'arbet l'yirimo. What can you be marred as secondary to Hashem that you have to have fear of all? Pirish Mikula. So he said that obviously that the S is not for Drashim. The Chazar bo mikol ribuyim shedorah. He retracted all of them. To be the hall lav ribuya asa, kulu navi lav ribuya asa. It has to be, what's it called, consistent. And if it's not, then there's no Drashim. Until Rabbi Akiva argued and said, no, there's something to be marred from S Hashem Elokecha Tira. So some say, the Reb Chaim Stein told me once that he holds that they only darshaned S, but not Ace. S is always secondary to the word after it. It doesn't have any Tam HaNegina on it. When there's a Tipcha or another Tam HaNegina, it's Ace. And Ace is a word to itself. Ace, there's no drasha. It's not subservient to the word after, and therefore there was no problem with Yohavta, because the Yohavta es Hashem Elokecha. It's not es Hashem. It's not connected to Hashem that you darshan. So the es is no drasha. It's only when it says es and it's connected to the next word is there a drasha of something subservient. So there's no kasha on the Yohavta. The kasha was only on es Hashem Elokecha, where the es is connected to Hashem. So he said. They say, what's it called, Rabbi Akiva, why didn't they let Shimon HaSuni, why didn't Shimon HaSuni come up with this? So some say this was a kapara for Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva was an Amoritz, right? So he hated Talmid HaChachamim. So he had to be the one to be Megala, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbos Talmid HaChachamim. And also, in order to give Shimon HaSuni the schar and the preacher. He got the schar for not darshaning. Rabbi Akiva needed this drasha, so the Rabban Hashem kept it away from Shimon HaSuni to darshan this. Others say that Shimon HaSuni himself doesn't fit into the Gemara, because Gemara is mashma that Shimon HaSuni retracted all his drashas. But some say that Shimon HaSuni, when he saw Rabbi Akiva, decided he could darshan es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbis Talmid HaChachamim. Till he saw Rabbi Akiva, he couldn't be masig a Talmud Chacham of the caliber that you should have Mamas Yerushalayim. At Shebo Rabbi Akiva, then Shimon HaSuni was Doresh Es Hashem Elokecha Tira or Rabbis Talmid HaChachamim. There's a very sharp word from the Kotzker Rebbe. It's not Pshat in the Gemara, but he says They also have to have Yerushalayim. Even a Talmud Chacham has to have Yerushalayim.
Okay.
Vahari Orla. Orla. The Rachmana Omar Arelim Lo Yeochel. You're not allowed to eat Orla. Right? And it says Lo Yeochel. V'tanya Arelim Lo Yeochel. Ein Li Elias Rachil. It would only say Lo Ye. I think it says Lo Yeochel, yeah? Lo Yeochel. Lo Yeochel. So what's the kasha both on Rabba Bo and on Chizkia? Because Menayim Shlo Yehena Mimenu Shlo Yitzaba Bo V'lo Yadzik Bo Saner. How do you know that you can't have Hanoah from Orla? You can't dye things with Orla that can be used for dyes or not use it for fuel. Tamid Lomar V'Arautim Arlaso Arelim Lo Yeochel. Says all these Ribuyim Arautim Arlaso Arelim. The Rabbos is cool. It includes all these kinds of Hanoah. And even though they're all Hanoah, why do I need separate things? Because I might think, the Gemara says, time in the course of Rachmon of Arautim Arlaso Arelim. If it didn't say all these Ribuyim, I would think it's Mutter B'Hanoah, even though it says Lo Yeochel. Right? It's a kasha both at Chizkia and Ravo. Mara says no. La'olam lo yeochel mashna bein Yisrachila bein Yisrano. It'll be osur b'hanoah no matter what. Become the word lo yeochel. V'shani hosam d'chsiv lochem. But there it says, arelim yu lochem. I might have learned the lochem to tell me it's mutter b'hanoah. So I need all these ribuyim to tell me that no, don't learn from the lochem, that it's mutter b'hanoah, it's osur b'hanoah. The itzrich. You can enjoy it. It's yours. Can't eat it, but you can enjoy it. Kamash Malon, the Varautim or Loso Arelim, that is also Bahano. The Elahash Lichsivi Hanekro Lochem Lomali. That's the case where you need the Lochem. Don't write the Lochem, and you won't need these Ribuyim, and you'll know it's also Bahano from Lo Yeochel. So it writes Lo Yeochel, it says Lochem, which may throw you off to think it's Mutter Banah, and then you need his Ribuyim. Don't write the Lachem. What do you need the Lachem for? Where it says, L'chinitanya, Lachem, Barabos, the Sanatula Rabbi. That you need the Lachem to tell me that even something that's planted in the public, there's a din of Orla. I might think that it's only private things, but public things not. We'll see tomorrow that there's a machlokas l'gabi that, where the things that are planted for the public are asur or not, machlokas tanoi. And let's see Rashi. Lo yitzaba bo kagom v'beklipi agozim shashomer asur mishum orla kipri atzma. Right? By orla, even the shomer, by the what is a dye? There are dyes that aren't fruits, but the peel is a dye. And the peel, by some fruits, the shomer to the pre is asur norla. Because we learn from the S to include the peel also. The lo yadlik bo es haner, kigon b'shemen shel orla. And the Mepharshim explain that even though I know it's what's it called, asur b'hanoah, Tosa says, I might think that just coloring something is not a real hanoah. Because it's only chazusa b'alma, it's only a facade. It's not a real hanoah. The same thing lighting a candle. Since you're destroying it when you're burning it, even though you're getting hanoah, I might think it's okay. So you need a special thing. It's asur b'hanoah, and it's also asur b'tzviya, and it's also asur b'hadlaka. Now that I know from psukim that orla is asur b'hanoah, why do you need the lochem? Lochem the mashmeh teir l'mayasa. The lochem can't come and tell me it's mutter because I know it's asur b'hanoah. So what's the lochem tell me? The rabin l'tzorech rabin. Kigon be'emtzah derek l'cholovim. Something that's planted for public use is also osur. And we'll see tomorrow's machlokas really whether it's osur or not.